Defending champion Hugh Neff and past winners Brent Sass and Alan Moore are pushing the pace at the front of the Yukon Quest sled dog race. Leaders rested at Stepping Stone today, 285 miles into the race, which started Saturday in Whitehorse. As KYC's Molly Reddig reports, trail conditions are allowing fast travel.
Sunday was the perfect day for dog mushing in Yukon territories. It was 3 degrees below zero when Hugh Neff crossed the Yukon River in the blinding sunshine and stopped in Carmax, 170 miles into the race. He knelt down next to his dogs and removed booties while they snacked on frozen salmon chunks.
Doing there, Rosie? How you doing, amigo?
Neff was first into Carmax, but had a bumpy start to the race when he hit a tricky turn about 12 miles out of Whitehorse. There was a hard right turn, then a quick left. But on the inside corner of the second turn was a big tree. And on the right side of the trail, a steep bank.
Tree right on the corner, so if you put your brake to slow down going down the hill, you're going to hit that tree hard, so you have to let off the brake a little bit. And all of a sudden, the whole team's going over a cliff. And the trail's not wide at all, and I went with it, sled flipped over. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
His sled got tangled up with another musher, Paige Drobny. A third musher, Gaetan Pirard, helped get them both upright, and Neff continued down the hill.
Hit a tree, I bounced off. Hit another tree, they broke the carabiner that connects the sled to the dogs, and there goes my dog team. And fortunately, there's lots of people right down there at the bottom on the river.
Someone held onto his team until he could drag the sled over. All the dogs were fine, but Neff was a little banged up. As the Carmax Recreation Center filled up with teams Sunday afternoon, mushers said the trail was one of the fastest they'd seen. Alan Moore said it was almost too fast.
Can't get much faster. I mean, it's like a skating rink in most places.
At the earlier checkpoint in Braeburn, about 40 minutes down the Klondike Highway, the dog yard was full. Laura Neese attached a bale of straw to the top of her sled with a bungee cord as the sun climbed over the surrounding mountains. She said the run from Whitehorse was an adventure.
Really beautiful, yeah. Delightful. There were a couple sections the first run where a lot of us were tipping. You could see just a trail of stuff everywhere.
So she was happy to be doing the next section during daylight. On the way to Carmax, mushers passed through the chain of lakes, a long section of lakes with a variety of portages in between.
And they're usually pretty twisty, turny, straight down drops and up. They're really fun if you're ready for them.
This year, her boss is running it too. Ed Steelstra runs the Mushing Kennel in Michigan, where Neese lives and trains.
I'm in awe of her. She is a racing phenom. She's going to do things in this sport that I never even had desire to do.
That's part of the reason Steelstra is here, to help Neese build a dog team for future races and to thank her for being such a good employee.
She lives in one of our old dog trucks because it's the closest thing to the kennel. I don't think people know that. I mean, we have four cabins on our properties. She lives in an old box truck.
While Steelstra has run the Iditarod several times before, this is his first quest, and he's expecting a challenge.
The quest, there's very little opportunity for shelter compared to Iditarod. So, I mean, arguably that makes the quest harder. It's darker, it's colder, it's we go over mountain summits, for crying out loud here.
On Sunday night, mushers ran north on a fast trail under clear, cold skies with hundreds of miles ahead of them. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Carmax, I'm Molly Reddig.